Welcome to Belly Dance Talk Radio. With your host, Megan Maeda Hashem. Welcome to Belly Dance Talk Radio. I'm Megan Maeda Hashem, and tonight I'm very excited to be joined by my good friend and belly dance superstar, Christina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Megan Maeda. Maeda Megan.
Yes, we just finished rehearsing for our IBCC duet.
We did. We're getting sweaty.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Late night on a Thursday. So, yeah. So, we're dancing at IBCC, International Belly Dance Conference of Canada, which is very exciting. It's in 3 weeks.
I can't believe it's in 3 weeks.
I know. It's the countdown is on.
The countdown is definitely on. The rehearsal countdown.
Yes.
Clock has started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me and Christina haven't danced together too much recently. Much at all. So
like, is it not at all in the past, I don't know.
Well, we had a little moment in the summer.
6 years. Right? We did have a brief moment in the summer.
Yeah. So we're dancing together again, which is awesome. And we made up this new, I won't give it all away, but it's a Saidi duet.
Yeah. Don't give away too much. You know,
we got some tricks up our sleeves.
Yes, there are sleeves and there are tricks. Both are involved.
We have to make those sleeves for me.
Yes,
so,
we
right?
just have to sew some sleeves.
We'll be working on that
and
this week.
Insert the tricks inside them.
I think the tricks are there. So yeah, we've been rehearsing for that. I'm very excited about IBCC. I talked to Yasmina and Mel, the organizers of IBCC, for this radio show, this episode. So I'll be airing that a little later after we talk here.
All the behind the scenes juicy tidbits.
Yes, the action that goes on behind the scenes at IBCC. Yeah.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. What else do I have on this episode? I have me and my husband, Will, talking about kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly of being married to a belly dancer or being in a relationship with a belly dancer. So that's a candid interview with him.
I can't wait to hear what Will has to say about that.
Yeah, it's very, you know, I learned a few things. It was good.
Yeah, really? You learned a few things?
Yeah, I learned lots.
About what it's like to be married to you?
His viewpoints on some stuff, some things I didn't know, some
really
surprising things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I know you have a totally different experience with your husband.
I think so. I think my experience is 180 degrees, probably the opposite of the Maeda Will experience.
So what do you think? What do you think he'd be saying, like, if you were interviewing your man?
I think he would probably have surprisingly little to say. Yeah, not a lot of passion about my dancing. Certainly supportive, but just...
That's the thing.
Yeah,
I see
supportive.
It as support.
Yeah, but definitely. He's been great. He's been very supportive. But, you know, sometimes he's been there, sometimes he hasn't. I don't know. He doesn't really seem to have strong feelings about
this. He's not too jealous.
At all.
See, that's the difference
not
there
all.
With us, I think.
Remember being at a show one time where he was there, and, yeah, there was reason for him to be jealous, and he was just laughing his head off. And I thought, oh, that's great.
See? I wish I had that.
Yeah? Is that supportive? Is that your definition of supportive?
Yeah, support.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I've got the opposite. Well, you'll hear the interview. I will.
I'll find out.
It'll be interesting. Yes,
I'll learn that the grass is not necessarily greener.
No. Okay. But you know, some interesting viewpoints. He thinks I should belly dance around for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the benefit to him of having a belly dancer wife.
Was that he would get all kinds of private
shows.
That
I would do some shows. I was like, really? So you have no positives here? Because I don't do these shows. I didn't know. This is a new thing I learned.
You should have been doing these shows.
But then later he said, but not too much because it would get annoying. he said something like, it gets in the way when you dance around. So I can't take it too seriously.
Interfere
sure.
with
the TV or
something. Yeah.
The video game he's playing. So I'm not sure about that. Anyways, so I guess we want to hear from you, the listener, or maybe the husbands and boyfriends of
That's where it really gets good. You gotta get the husbands and boyfriends.
That's what we need. We need the men or the partners. Maybe they're not all men.
There
you go. The partners of belly dancers to write in.
How do people write in these days? What are the kids doing when they write in these days? Well, I know they're not sending postcards. What are they doing?
They could send me a postcard. That'd be fine. Yeah, that'd be great. No, they can email me at Mayada, Mayada, at rogers.com. That's the best way to get me. Because there's a lot of really supportive guys like yours, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone is a jealous Arab.
It's true.
Right?
True.
So let us know. Yeah, for sure. Let us know what you're thinking or what your partner is thinking. And yeah, I guess we'll go to break now. It's been good having you here, Christina.
My pleasure. It's been fun.
So we'll talk again next month with you.
Sounds good.
Okay. See you guys in a bit.
Belly Up Belly Dance Studio of Oakville is excited to announce their second studio location opening this spring in Kitchener-Waterloo. Join Jahara in Kitchener every Thursday night and Valazan for ATS every Wednesday night, plus a whole slew of great classes and workshops for all levels at both locations. Belly Up is dedicated to offering the best in Egyptian dance training. For details, visit bellyup.ca. Belly Up, for belly dance that moves you.
Okay, I'm now joined by IBCC Artistic Director Yasmina Ramsey and Coordinator Mel Bogan.
Hi.
Okay, we have the great privilege of talking to you guys about the making of IBCC, what to look forward to at the conference, and all the behind-the-scenes action. Mm-hmm. So, yes, welcome. I think everyone's really excited about this upcoming IBCC, and people can't believe this is going to be the last chance they get to have all this belly dance mm-hmm. goodness. And it looks like you're really going out with a bang. So the lineup looks crazy amazing. Uh-huh. And I just want you guys to maybe tell me a little bit about your special guests.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Yeah. So maybe highlight some and just let me know what's going on with them all.
Okay. I think probably the central focus is Mahmoud. Mm-hmm. It was his 80th birthday last year, the year before. It was the year that we were supposed to bring him
right.
here.
Yeah.
Both him and Hariya were supposed to come in 2010, then that volcano went off and the plane wouldn't take them through. But Mahmoud, at the time when I asked him several years ago to do this, he had only been teaching dance workshops. And I asked him, can you please do a lecture at the conference? And he looked at me really kind of, didn't really know what I was talking about. But then the next time I saw him, I don't know, in Egypt I was there or something, he goes, I've prepared a 2-hour lecture with PowerPoint and pictures and film and
wow.
video. He's going to tell the whole story of my life and everything. I'm like, okay. It's even more than I asked for. It was great, you know? So, and I was so disappointed that he couldn't come and present it. And so he will be presenting that
yes.
on the Saturday afternoon. It's like a special feature.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that day, that Saturday afternoon, we have nothing going on at
except
that time except the lecture.
Perfect.
So there's no excuses.
Well, there's one or two other. There's a music class, just in case, in another room.
Yes,
but this time we have 3 rooms as opposed to 2.
Yes, I saw. There's a lot of excitement going on.
Yeah.
Crazy,
2 big halls,
so
and then
exciting.
The seminar, and then lots of rooms, 5 rooms, 6 rooms altogether.
I know it's hard to keep track of what you want to go to, right? I was looking over the schedule, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's like too much, I want to do it
all. I know.
But it's great. I mean, it's great to have an overabundance of all that.
It's great. We have so many different kinds of dance teachers and different styles, so there's a lot to choose from, and I think that's really important, and that's really one of the basis, mm-hmm. if that's a word, of the conference, just to make it a well-rounded event for dancers.
Yeah,
I had a lot of help from our jury, which varied, but let's see, Jennifer was on it, Jennifer Watkins, Joanne Camilleri, Ishra Blanco, Valazan, mm-hmm. Kev Cranti, Anuka. I'm trying to think who was sitting on my couch in my living room. I've had a different jury every year. Well, you were on one of the juries.
I wanted to ask you this actually at some point. So why don't I ask you right now, sharing a little bit about the selection process of the teachers, mm-hmm. performers, and speakers. Like,
what goes on, just for people who don't know, you know, how does it all happen? So the teachers, like, you select the teachers, right?
The, and the featured four or five instructors, big, I choose them, and I try to get a variety of range.
Right.
And but all the other teachers and performers and all this kind of stuff, that is all up to the jury. And I try to, every year I choose a jury of about five or six people that have a variety of opinions.
Yeah.
And that are accessible enough that they could drive into Toronto on a Sunday afternoon. And as you know, the process takes a lot longer than you think. I think one day we start early in the morning and finish like 10 o'clock at night. This time it took three separate...
It must be way longer than...
It took three separate meetings.
Yeah.
So each jury was not the same makeup all the time. But what happens is, actually, it's a really good process, because some things are clear cut. We'll watch a video and we'll go, oh my God, we have to bring this person. She is so cool.
Right.
And then other times there'll be a discussion, because we'll say, well, these people, maybe they don't have the chops or something. And then we'll come across another one. It'll be really interesting, but then we have to compare them. Well, if we said no to these people, maybe we have to say yes to these people. And it goes back and forth. And it's great, because the discussion then arises, and people have, you know, they may have seen somebody live that I've never seen before. Things like suggestions come up. And it's kind of a very, what do you call it? When it's natural,
what's organic. That?
Organic process. You know, it's not perfect, but we try to please. We aim to please.
Awesome. Yeah. I think you do all the time. It's amazing what you guys come up with for the shows and everything.
But I know with the featured instructors, we always ask the public, like, who do you want us to bring?
I've seen you guys asking that. Yeah.
And we go based on that.
Yeah.
Half based on that, and half what I believe. Sometimes I've brought artists that no one ever heard of, like Tito the first time, and like Haria, and because I really believe that they have something to say and people should know about them.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest are because of people asking for them, and very often I have teachers from all kinds of countries ask me that they want to teach at IBCC.
Right,
and then I have to explain to them that I'm sorry, but you've never actually been requested. And they get very angry at me, you know, that I don't get, you know.
You go with the people's choice.
I go with the people's choice.
Sure,
and I know
smart,
they blame me that I didn't choose them, but it's really not.
Blame, but.
But we also had, with the two Canadians, they performed on the main stage in 2007.
Yes.
We had the lovely Ferda Bayezid.
And we
also had Nat Keogh perform.
Yeah.
And once people saw them perform,
I know, of course,
they were just banging down the door.
So, of
course, we had to bring them back.
And that was what, I think that's that year when that happened, that's when we knew this conference, we have to do it again. Because it was the two Canadians that got asked back.
Awesome.
That made the whole thing,
that was so cool. That
it validated the whole the whole conference.
When did you start planning for this year's IBCC? Like, how long does this process take?
Before the end of the other one.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right, okay.
So 2 years. But the first year is kind of on and off.
Right.
The last 6 months has pretty much been pretty intense.
Yeah.
Okay, And then how many people do you have working on it usually? Like, so there's you two.
Yeah, it used to be with Jennifer too, but now we pretty much do it. Mel does really everything. She organizes everything.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, she just gives me stuff to proof, but there's a lot of stuff I have nothing to do with anymore. I mean, in the beginning,
with
my ideas and stuff, but she just goes ahead and does it now.
All right,
orders
so
tote
you two
bags
are the powerhouse behind
she
d- IBCC.
She does all the design too, for all the posters and the tote bags and the t-shirts and stuff like that.
Awesome,
it's fun.
Yeah.
It's, no, it is.
It's good.
Deadline.
Yeah. So I was going to ask who does what, but I think we just went over that, basically. Like, so you're like the ideas and creative
I guess
behind
so.
That. And then,
I make the schedules.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's funny, I've actually never been to one of the jury meetings. I've never been involved in that, but I help when all the tons and tons of applications come in.
Right.
I'm sort of the person who I coordinate that. So I put all the speakers together and I put main stage soloists on. So, like I separate all those. So I get to see it from that perspective.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I never I don't look at the videos. I haven't had the time.
No, take a peek at those.
Organizing? No.
Somebody used to do that, though. I think it was Karen. She'd watched every single video. Oh, and then were you on that jury when she had that parrot thing dancing to Hakim Sazalier song. So we're coming to, it had some funny name, application number 97, I don't know, yes. So-and-so name, you know, they have this faux resume CD, yes. And then we put in the video and it's this parrot dancing to Sazalier. But it was fun because it broke up the monotony.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Another soloist. Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think the real impetus for why Karen did that was she was watching some of the DVDs. I don't know why. I didn't. She was curious. Like yeah, she was fascinated by it, and she saw that some people they weren't actually applying properly.
Oh yeah.
They weren't filling out the like we don't ask much for the form, but they didn't. Like some people just didn't even give us a bio or performance description. It's like, well, we need to know what you're planning on dancing.
Or their DVD didn't work.
Or their DVD didn't work. Yeah. Or they just, you know, showed themselves, I don't know, dancing amongst a group of people and they didn't point out who they were.
Yeah. Like, how are we supposed to know how you are as a soloist if you're dancing in an ensemble that somebody else choreographed, you know?
Yeah. So we got a lot of that. And she just, I guess, did that. She's like, I think that would be cute. Maybe we should show people this is how you actually send in
Across the application.
Yeah.
That can be frustrating. So on my end, I go back and forth with a lot of people when they send in applications, and I'll say, this is missing. Can you please get back to me on this? I try.
You're nice.
Well, I try.
Pretty nice.
Oh,
but sometimes it doesn't come together. And then what happens in the jury, it could be a really great artist.
Well, I know.
And we can't. We just
like,
have to put it in
that?
The no pile
yeah.
because it's incomplete. We don't know who they are or they can't see the DVD. And it's really sad.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What have you guys learned from other years? I'm sure you've learned a lot that you take forward for this one. So have you changed things up or is there anything
Not really.
No.
It's pretty much the same as the original
formula.
Year. I mean, slight variations, but we decided not to serve food anymore. That was like more problematic than was worth.
Right,
like, you know, some people like it, some people don't. And,
most
and it was
of
just,
them didn't like
and
it.
And for the amount of time and trouble and money we spent on it, it was like, forget it.
Well, and now you're in a location where there's tons of stuff around. Let's talk about the new location.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So what's up with that? You're at the Lithuanian house now?
Yeah. And I think just within that block, there's like 5-6 restaurants. There's Italian, Thai, Indian, everything. And plus, I think we still might, we'll bring in a guy that will have, or somebody, that will have like coffee and things ongoing.
Yeah.
Some fruit and stuff so that people don't have to go out if they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's a great location. It's right across the street from the subway station. Very easy to get to. And we are dominating the whole building.
Yeah, we have the entire building.
The whole building. So
every
that's going to be a good workout in itself going up and down the stairs. There is an elevator.
Yeah, there is
for
an
the
elevator.
Lazy folk. if they want.
And the wrap party is right around the corner.
Yes.
Hugh's room.
Yeah.
Right? So what's that about? I've never been to one. See?
Have you never been to?
I know. I gotta come this year.
You haven't been to a wrap party, or you have? Oh man, that's the best part of the entire conference.
The conference. I'm dead. I'm like,
no, but it's the best part.
I know. I see all the pictures.
The best things happen on that night.
Out.
Yeah. Like one year when Randa was there, and she did her show on the stage, and it was beautiful. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But when she danced in the rap party,
people
were crying.
Yeah.
It was standing ovation
everywhere. I know, I've
everywhere.
Heard all about these
And then Amir Taleb doing that Deb K off the charts, and then Tito stripping down, basically, and getting on top of Suleiman's drum and on top of Suleiman. And, and dancing.
Wow, see, I've been missing out.
I think the closing night party is just a chance for, like, people... They
let
just
loose.
Need to unwind
and creative dancing going on. The joy,
Well, that's the one thing I've learned about the conference. I felt it. Like, when we did the first conference, I mean, Yasmina had wanted to do this for a really long time, but we still weren't sure, like, oh, my God, is this going to work? Are people going to like this? You know, like, is there a demand for this? And then, you know, I would say even that first day at the conference, I felt something so special and powerful.
Yeah.
It was just pure joy.
That's
magic.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was pure magic. And every
conference
since then has been like that. It's just been such a delight. You know?
But it wasn't up until 6 or 7 o'clock on that first day that I felt it. Up until then, I wanted to quit. Oh, like, what did I do? This is the stupidest idea. Oh, my God. What was I thinking?
Well, at least the joy
you know?
Came.
Yeah, and then the joy came.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of anxiety, you know. I mean, we were just like, oh, my God, what did we do? You you know, but yeah. it's great.
A lot of people criticizing how we were doing it and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Well, that's always going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, it didn't happen after that, only for the first one.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think often with successful things and amazing, great, big things like this, there's always people, grumblings, right? Yeah. But
I guess. You know, I don't know.
Always going to be haters. Okay, so that's cool. So this has to do with what we were just talking about. So do you get to enjoy any of it? Yeah, because you guys are like running around being crazy. So there are moments of joy. Because everyone's enjoying it. And then you guys, I'm sure, are like
yeah.
a crazy bunch running around and being stressed out. But I'm sure, yeah, give me some moments that you've had maybe in the past. Like, oh, there was this 5 seconds where... No, but you
it's
know,
not that
like,
bad.
Do you get to enjoy any of it? Do you get to?
I don't get to take any workshops or lectures. No, yeah, I'm pretty much running from one place to another. However, I do get to see what's going on in so and so's workshop. There's a kind of an energy,
right,
you know. Each one is different. Cool. I get to feel that, which is great. Get to introduce each one, and then run. And then, but I think one of the most special moments for me was 9 o'clock in the morning or something, 9:30 on the very first day of the very first conference, and it was the National Eating Disorder Association, and a woman had spoken there, and I didn't know, is this lecture room going to work? Are people actually going to go? You know, I went up, the room was packed, and everybody was crying. I thought, oh my God, what have I walked into? And obviously it was a very heavy subject, you know, but I thought, this is powerful, you know?
Yeah.
And then some of those panel discussions, the one on
the
sex, that was
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah. I always love the panels. I know. People are always down in the workshops and never come to the panels. And I know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys got to go up to the panels. What are you
I know.
Doing?
That's where the action is.
I mean, I love workshops, but those panels are really fun. And the speakers and everything going on. Like, there's so much more than just taking workshops and watching the shows. Like, there's all this. It's like a well-rounded event, you know?
Yeah, we try.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I mean, there's so many beautiful experiences that I've had. And yeah, I am busy and I'm running around a lot.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things is I get to sort of coordinate the emerging artist stage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
formally
you introduce
the open,
everyone.
Open stage. So I get to introduce people and, you know, I just get to, you know, get to know some of those artists a little bit better, and it's really nice to see the variety on that stage.
I love that stage.
Always, every
so
day at
fun.
The end of the day, she goes, Yasmin, oh my God, there was this person on stage, you've got to see them, they were amazing, they were from Brazil or something like that, and she goes, you've got to check this dancer out. Oh, and you know, sometimes the best stuff, better than main stage, happens on the emerging artist stage.
Like, I've been to that, and it's amazing, it's this variety, and it's this also, it's like a really nice energy in that room too, right? Like, I don't know what the room's going to be like this time, but I felt like before, it was like a small room, and it was like this nice, like, you're up there, I've performed on there, I've watched a lot on there. It's like a nice, like, feeling, like, you're with the audience, you're like, hey. So, I really love that, too, with the panels. I'm up in that room almost the whole time. I don't know, I'm, like, living up in that room. People are like, you're missing out. I'm like, you're missing out.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens.
Gotta
decide,
But, yeah, that's always a beautiful experience. And then, you know, throughout the event, people, you know, they're always asking questions and stuff. And usually, you know, the Saturday or Sunday of, people will come up to me and say, you know, thank you so much for your hard work, and they ask for my autograph.
Awesome. Can you autograph my belly?
They have the program.
Oh, okay, just the program.
Yeah, they ask me to autograph programs and stuff, and it's just really sweet. It's oh, well, that really means a lot to me that someone will take time to say thank you.
Yeah, and, for sure.
You know, that's
really
nice.
And this is the last IBCC. Sadly, everyone's sad.
Yeah, we really don't want to end it. We want to keep doing
it. So what is up with it? Yeah, let me know.
Well, what it is a few years ago, what started the whole thing was me touring around and seeing, and that's how actually I got a lot of the artists to come and people to come, because I had made these connections all over the world. And then I realized from traveling, my arabesque at home went downhill, so I got to stay here. So I did. And now I'm really realizing, if I really want to go forward with arabesque, because now it's got this nice stableness to it, if I really want to go forward, I have to really put all the energies on arabesque, not on the conference.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't afford to. It's too much time and energy and so on and so forth. Maybe in the future, I don't know, 5-10 years we start, but I think the world will be a different place, and whatever we invent at that time might be a different form. But I think I need to spend the next year or two just arabesque.
Which is exciting too for us all, right?
Maybe,
I don't
know.
You guys come out
I don't know what's
course. Anything from arabesque is exciting. So is there anything else you guys want to add to this? Well, we haven't talked. There's a shopping bazaar. There's, yeah, like, the lectures, the panels. There's films. There's so much.
There's some really cool lectures this year. Like,
okay,
really,
yeah, why don't you
interesting
tell us about
lectures.
The lectures a little.
There's one, I think it's Alia Tabit. She's doing a thing. It's based on the idea that jazz musicians have to sell their soul to. Anyway, it's about, it's a lot of conversation about art.
Right.
And the meaning of art and art in belly dance. And then the flip side of that, the fitness thing, which you're going to be on that,
right,
panel.
Yes.
And the competition thing,
oh,
that's,
yeah,
going to be another panel. That should be interesting. And
yeah,
so we always seem to find a theme every year that everybody seems to be talking about, the,
yeah,
topical conversations of the time. And yeah, there's another one Shira's doing. Oh, before Tahia Carioca.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The belly dancers,
yeah,
before that. And Andrea Deegan, of course, always has, like, the best stuff.
Yeah.
And Stavros is coming back. He was there
great,
the first year.
Awesome.
To,
yeah,
yeah, he's,
I remember,
wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to put him on every panel.
Yeah.
And Aurora.
Yeah.
Aurora, she's back by,
oh,
demand.
She's doing,
everybody wanted,
yeah,
her lecture again.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, please get that girl back again.
Yeah.
So she's coming,
yeah,
back.
I don't even, yeah, think they said please.
Yeah.
Like,
back.
She needs to come back next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything else you guys want to add?
No, just buy your tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the conference is still available as a package, and if you,
okay,
really want to go to a lot of stuff, like somebody just phoned in yesterday and bought all these workshops, and I worked on it. You might as well
someone
have bought the whole thing.
Someone just asked me that, yes, actually, and I was like, yeah.
If you're
going to
come for the weekend and you actually want to take the majority
of
workshops and go,
yeah,
to the two,
yeah,
shows, it's the same price,
yeah,
in the end.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Same.
Yeah, but you can. We have like, I think, 20 spots open for each of the workshops. So they went on sale last week, so they're kind of going.
Okay.
And then after that, though, if you don't buy them in advance and you still want to take, you can take your chance by showing up at the door. So probably people like Tito and Haria will be, you know, you're really taking your chances.
Yeah.
Because we don't have as big a room this time.
Okay.
And that's why
it's,
I have the
limited,
two rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, limited space.
Okay, so get your packages now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have tickets available for sale for the major performances.
The shows.
Yeah.
Starting with the opening night gala on Wednesday, May the 2nd. And we've got a great lineup of performers there. And they've all previously danced on the main stages of the conference. And
but they're all doing, like,
new
innovative
stuff. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They're pushing their
stuff,
boundaries.
But,
yeah,
they're part of the IBCC family, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
then,
yeah,
Thursday and Friday night is all new lineup of all new artists nobody's ever seen before.
That's
from
awesome,
all over,
yeah,
the place with,
yeah,
really interesting things. One girl's doing ballet on point, and we're all like, eh. But then when we saw the way she did it, like,
yeah,
she really
it's
makes
like
it work.
Crazy,
it's like,
yeah,
we were all like, oh, our jaws were on the,
oh,
floor.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some really cool stuff happening.
Yeah, it's going to be totally inspirational for,
yeah,
I know,
all dancers and,
well,
teachers.
I'm getting excited,
yeah,
talking about it.
I know, I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. And then, of course, there's the gala performance,
yeah,
right,
Saturday.
Headliners.
And we're having that at the Lithuanian.
Yeah, you're having it at the same
Ryerson
place.
Not,
yeah,
Ryerson.
Which is awesome, I think. Like, it's all,
well,
in one,
it's
place,
a nicer stage,
than, yeah,
than, so we can do it there.
Yeah.
And afterwards, why are we doing the whole Ryerson? See, our lighting designer, Arun, he hates Ryerson.
Oh,
every time,
okay,
I go, Sabina, never again, never again.
Oh, no.
So then,
yeah,
we thought, yeah, what's the point? I mean, there's not
and
enough
people
tech.
People get confused, and they're like,
yes,
where is it? What's going on?
They
I have to leave
confused
here. Where's this
and
Ryerson?
The only reason to do a big theater like that is because of the lighting, but there's not enough time to do a tech for the lighting,
yeah,
anyway. And we've never really filled it.
Yeah.
I think one year we did, and that was
no
the year of the
oh,
the
no, we
TTC
did well
strike.
We,
yeah,
that
was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In 2008,
yeah,
we sold, you know, we basically all the floor seats were.
Yeah, it's
gone.
About 800 seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, yeah.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah.
So I think that one, if you're going to buy any tickets in advance, you have to get that night because that will definitely sell out.
Okay.
I mean, Tito alone.
Yeah. It's exciting. Everyone can't wait
Italian
for Tito to come back. I think,
yeah,
everyone's always like, Tito, you gotta see him. If anyone hasn't seen him, I know my students are always like, you have to see him, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a big, big, exciting,
yeah,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So check out the website. It's
bellydanceconference.com.
Right.
And we have a new thing going up probably tonight or tomorrow where they can buy tickets for the workshops and the shows online.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Great, that makes it convenient. And the number here is?
It's 416-920-5593.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Megan, for having us.
Thank
See you,
you
at the conference.
Mayada's Belly Dance and Fierce Fitness, located downtown Toronto, Canada. Belly dance classes of all levels taught by Mayada herself, as well as all your fitness needs. First class is free. www.mayada.ca, www.fiercefit.ca. Hope to see you at the studio soon.
IBCC 2012 International Belly Dance Conference of Canada is coming May 2nd to May 6th, 2012 in Toronto. Performances, classes, films, and lectures from the 150 international belly dance stars. For more info, go to bellydanceconference.com. Zahut Tobik.
This episode's hot topic is about what it's like to have a partner who's a belly dancer and how to deal with it, and obstacles and good things and bad things. I guess the good, the bad, and the ugly of having a belly dancer as your life mate or partner or whatever you want to call it. So today I have my husband, Will, here with me.
Hi, everybody.
Will has a really sore throat, but he's still with us. And yeah, he's going to give his candid opinions on this topic, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I posted on Facebook and tried to find out what the listeners of Belly Dance Talk Radio wanted to hear you and me talk about.
Right.
And this was one of the suggestions. So I thought I'd go with that. We'll cover some others on other episodes for sure. But this is the one I chose because it was really, well, we can talk a lot about this, can't we?
I'm sure we can. I probably have a lot to say about it.
I'm sure you do. Okay, so how is it for you? Let's start with that.
How was it or how is it?
Well, give me both.
Well, how was it? I'm not sure if I was to do this again if I had the choice. But I got through it. I managed to get through it and we're still together. So I guess I guess there was good after all. But there was a lot of obstacles that I guess we went through.
Yes.
Yes. But I think the only reason we're still together is because we love each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how is it now? Now me and Will, we have a 3-year-old son, we're married.
Yeah.
Living out in the suburbs.
So I guess it was good after all. I mean
I'm still belly dancing.
Right.
Too much for you, probably.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's discuss all the challenges involved. Like, let's talk about the negatives and the positives.
Okay.
So, there's positives, right?
Yes, there was some positives.
There was?
There was.
Or there still is. Okay, what are the positives in your mind?
Having a belly dancer as a partner?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the positives are, you know, your wife is a great dancer, and you can always you can always enjoy that, right?
So
it does. It happens right. Almost every night. So I guess this is one of the positives.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you have no positives for your relationship, I guess, of me being a belly dancer. If that's the only positive. I'm not dancing around here too much. And when I do, I think you're annoyed by it.
Well, because it gets into the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the negatives.
The negatives?
For you, personally. I mean, every man's different, or woman.
The negative, I guess, is having to see your partner in a spotlight with a lot of attention from men. Or women,
yeah.
And you know, you're pretty much watching what's happening, and
yeah.
So jealousy, I would say, is
yeah,
what
I think
is.
That's a big one. I mean, that's pretty honest of you to say. I think a lot of men don't probably, or women don't admit that that's the issue, and I do think that's a huge issue.
Right. Yeah. So that would be the biggest.
Okay.
Yeah. Negative.
What about what other people think about belly dancers? And then you say, my wife's a belly dancer.
Well, you don't say that to too many people probably because of that, right?
Right. I mean, I don't think it matters who you're talking to, if it was like, you know, someone from here, from Canada or outside of Canada. You know, when you're telling them that your wife is a belly dancer, I think everybody has the, you know, the view that the belly dancer is always like, ooh, do they take their top off?
Yeah.
Or
there's a misconception.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
But I mean, it's 100 times worse probably with you, because you being an Arab, and
exactly,
there's the whole like, you shouldn't marry a belly dancer, really, and stuff like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's one of the, that's like the biggest no-no.
Yeah, we won't get into our whole personal trial.
Unless you really want to hear about it.
That's another show, maybe. But basically, yeah. So you think that not only Arabs, you think everyone.
I think everybody, yes.
Oh, belly dance. Yeah, it's getting a little better, but probably it's hard, yeah.
Right.
Where do we want to go now with this?
Well, let's start from the beginning.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean, okay, there's a lot of... you know, issues with it. I mean, to start with, you know, going to shows together.
Yes. This
you
is
know.
A big problem, I think. And I think, well, we'll get to solutions maybe in a sec. But
right.
Yeah, one of the big things is that, well, first of all, a time thing, commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So taking time out of family or couple time to go do rehearsals and shows and classes and conferences and workshops. On weekends often and nights.
Right.
At the times when usually normal people are ready
to go out and party.
And do good things. Yeah, so We had that a lot. I mean, I was dancing at one point Saturday nights, Friday nights. I was rehearsing.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, like everything, all the big days. So that's an issue, right? So how do you think people could kind of alleviate that tension in their relationship? Like, maybe it could be like a compromise, like maybe, you know, I'm gonna dance, you know, every second weekend on Saturdays, and then the other Saturdays we go out and enjoy, or something like that. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, you can look at it that way, or you can, you know, if you want to forget about that, you can always think of it as we're going to party every weekend, right?
Wow, that would be a good attitude.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to look at it, because if you looked at it
like
in any other way,
partner, you mean,
exactly,
the show, and then,
right.
Yay,
so you're going for a New Year's Eve party. I mean, you know, she's gone for half an hour, 45 minutes, but then, you know, you'll always come back, and then we'll enjoy the night, because most of the time we do actually, you know, after show's over, we'll sit around for maybe half hour, you know, listen to music or.
Well, it depends. You know, a lot of belly dancers, and me included back in the day, I mean, we didn't hang out too much at shows, right?
Well,
I mean,
especially if you had, like, back-to-back shows, we didn't.
Well, yeah, but also it's not good, you know, as an Arab, it's not really good to hang out after your show.
Right.
In Arabic, not.
No, not at an Arabic places that we did that, but
no,
I remember doing
like,
that
like
at, like, Latin clubs.
Yeah, a different type of
different venues.
Venue that
yes.
doesn't think you're, like, a prostitute if you're hanging out after.
That's right.
Okay, that's another topic, maybe, being professional at your shows and stuff, saying we weren't very professional hanging out at shows, eh? Oh, well. Now, what else? I think you guys get jealous of, like, the time we're away having fun with our belly dance friends and dancers and students and stuff like that.
Right.
Like,
and we feel excluded.
Right. Like, because you're not part of it. You're not a belly dancer.
Right.
You're not taking belly dance classes.
Right. Yeah. And you can't relate to any conversations.
And, yeah.
Right.
Like beating and
right.
figure eight.
So there's nothing we can talk about
right.
when we, you know, when we're in a big belly dance gathering.
Oh, yes. I see what you're saying. Like social belly dance gatherings.
Right. They can be really annoying because...
Yeah, I see the men looking like, oh my gosh, I've been dragged here often.
Yes.
And then you're stuck with the rest of the men and
yeah.
You don't really want to be with them.
I mean, if you're not a part of, let's say, the musicians' men, so there's nothing to talk... You know, there would be something to talk about.
Yeah.
But if you were not part of that scene totally, then it would be really boring.
Yeah, it's just boring. A bunch of guys that were dragged there by their girlfriends.
Yes.
So what I do now, and it might seem like I don't think you think it's excluding you. I think you're happy. But it might seem excluding the man or like keeping him out of your business. But I often just go to these things without you and don't drag you along, because why drag you along if you're going to be annoyed, right?
Right. Well, we only figured this out now, but I mean, right? So I guess you do come up. Yeah, yeah, it took a while, exactly. So you kind of come up with a solution as you go along, right?
Yeah.
So you see what your partner is, you know, what they like and what they dislike, and then, you know, you solve it that way.
Yeah, and I think I'm not saying you can't, you know, of course your partner should support you and come to shows, and you do. You come to my big, the shows that, well, okay, he's making a face at me now. No, but you come to my shows, you help me at my showcases, you
yes.
come to like big IBCC type shows, you come to big shows, but just if I have a show every few weekends with my troupe or something, I don't drag you along to every single show anymore, because I know you're just going to be annoyed, I'm going to be annoyed because you're annoyed, I'm going to feel like I have to rush out of there, all that. So I think that is a way of coping for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some listeners have, I don't know if the men are lying or if they're new in the relationship, but some listeners I feel like, or people I know, have supportive, very supportive husbands and boyfriends.
That would happen at the early stages
yeah,
of the relationship. Everyone is very supportive at the early stages of the relationship.
I guess, but I don't know. I know people who are like married and their husbands are supportive.
It may seem that way, but you never know what really they're thinking
that's
of.
True.
Right?
Maybe they're just being. But it would be nice if someone was supportive. I'm supportive of your things.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I think you're supportive of my things. You're on Belly Dance Talk Radio right now,
I am.
And it's, 10:30 at night?
Right, past my curfew.
Past our bedtime, yeah. you're supportive in your own way. You just like to be the grumpy, you know, husband there.
Right.
What else do we have to talk about that?
Driving to shows?
Yeah, well, we already discussed. Just don't make the men. I guess it's an issue if you don't drive like me.
Right. Well, no. Other issues is, let's say, if the man doesn't want to get in, they function, and then they stay outside.
Yeah, like being a chauffeur.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing. You did that for a long time
for
me.
Yeah, especially, well, because, you know, I didn't want to...
Show your face.
Go into the Arabic places and then get asked a ton of questions.
Yeah, like,
which... Right, and then you end up spending your, you know, New Year's Eve outside, you know, in the car.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing. I think maybe this might be an Arab-specific thing, though, because I think Canadian guys, they don't care. They'll go in, right?
Well, I guess, you know, they will go in. People will ask him, you know, it just gets annoying.
They'll
get annoying, and then eventually any guy will probably want to avoid all...
After a while.
Yes, answering those questions.
And I guess you don't want to be a chauffeur after a while.
Right.
You're over the phase where you'll just do anything for someone.
Mm-hmm.
too bad that wore out, eh? What about this? So some women and men who do belly dance, it's a hobby. And, you know, they go off to a class once a week. They might have a rehearsal. They might have some shows, whatever. But it's a hobby. Mostly it's like they're students, or even if they're professional, it's more a hobby. They have a daytime job too.
Right.
But for some people, it's their whole job, right? So like for me, I teach, I perform, I do all these things. And when you think about that, like I feel sometimes it's the belly dancer's job. Like you think I'm going and having fun and just all good times and I'm out partying all the time, but really it's my job. And you know, I don't say to you 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, hey, you're out partying all day, you know. So what do you think about all that?
Well, it's just because it's a different type
yeah,
of business
here, yeah.
Right, it's more like it's the way I think of it, it's a very fun dance party time atmosphere, unlike the, you know, like a normal, as
the
you said, the party at the office that never happens, right? So so that's
and the hours, I guess, are hard because you think out, it's like 9 o'clock on a Saturday,
right?
You know, or even some people, it might be, not me, I don't do anything mm-hmm. late anymore, but it might be 2 in the morning, she's out, you know, doing her shows, I'm at home, whatever,
right?
But it is a job, right? So, like, if she was a waitress, I don't know, would people think the same thing, or would they...
I don't think they'd sing the same thing.
No, I know they wouldn't. Yeah. But would they? That's the thing. I just feel like sometimes if it's like a, if it's their job, then.
True, but I guess most most partners, like they have to be pretty much, if they were in the same field, mm-hmm. then they would understand exactly that it is a job. Mm-hmm. But if they don't come from that field, right? Then they, I think it's going to be really hard for them to understand exactly where you're coming from.
Right, like it's just all a big party. Maybe it's good to get more into their partner's lives to see it's not all just a big party, right?
Right.
Okay, so what are our quick tips for the end here? Let's just try and summarize what's going on, you know?
Well, I think you should just, you know, enjoy your time and party together. Think of it as, once again, you know, if it's a function that happens every week, every weekend, then I guess once again, think of it as you're going to party every weekend. You get in for free. Sometimes you get to eat for free.
You get some questions.
You get some questions. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, and then you leave. So just try and ignore.
Okay, but what if it's an Arabic club? Okay, so you're not going in there and partying.
An Arabic club?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there. Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, and no one should, because the belly dancer then can't hang out after. And
that's right.
You know, so say it's an Arabic club. Say your partner dances at an Arabic club, or a few, every Saturday night. How do you cope? I guess you keep yourself busy, don't go with her? I don't know. I'm not sure what the best.
Well, it's really hard. I mean, if your partner didn't drive and you were the only person who drove. If they do drive, well, I would say...
I'm saying I'm a non-driver.
Yeah, well, then I would say let them go on their own.
Yeah, and you should have maybe a passion of your own that equals that. Because that's the thing. I think sometimes people don't have their own, like, love of, you know, like, passionate hobby. And
right.
Maybe then they're a little jealous of the person who's out doing all this belly dance.
I don't think they're jealous that you have a hobby. I just think they're jealous of the nature of that hobby.
Maybe because all the attention is on you and you're, it is a very, I mean, you know, we all know it's a beautiful art form, all this, but it is, the people watching are like, there's a sexy belly dancer.
Right, exactly.
There's that issue.
Right.
So some men are bothered by that, others aren't. You think men who aren't bothered by that are...
total idiots.
Right, so...
Well, I mean, okay, let's
this is another topic, but give me your...
Well, I would say, okay, put it this way. If I was to put myself, right, at the other side of the table, mm-hmm. and if I was a person who just went to these clubs on a regular basis,
yeah.
and I see a belly dancer come with someone, with a man, I don't know if he is her boyfriend, if he is her husband,
right.
or whatever. So most of... You know, most of people watching, or male, you know, audience, they go, especially Arab ones,
yeah.
Because to them, you know, belly dancing is as close to, you know, stripping, you know, in their mind.
I don't want to say ignorant, but yes, like...
Especially the old folks.
There's nothing you can do sometimes right. to change.
No, they wouldn't. Yes, and if I was one of these people, and I'm looking at this, you know, girl dancing half naked, and I'm, you know, you have all these weird ideas, and then you look at the man, and you're thinking, whoa, what's he thinking? You know, does he, is he all right? Like, is he fine?
Is he all right with all these men?
Yeah, is he okay with taking his girl and showcasing her to everyone, and, you know, letting everyone have some weird thoughts about her? And then he just picks her up, and then, you know, he takes her to another place. And that's exactly how Arabs would look at it.
Okay, see, we're getting the real Arab view.
That's exactly how Arabs would look at it.
It hurts, but that is what some Arabs are thinking.
Right.
Yeah, so if you're a belly dancer, snag yourself a Canadian boy who doesn't mind about all this going on.
Right, but then Arabs...
Arab is a lot more complicated here, as you see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people will still make fun of him, you know, from the Arabic scene.
They'll make fun of him, but he won't.
But then he won't mind.
That's the thing. He thinks it's an art form, which is beautiful, which is what we all think. But it just, you know, some old school Arabs, you know, they're still just like, hey, baby. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
educate the Arab. I guess we don't.
You like, don't. They just, I mean, when I was, man, this is a true story, about maybe 12 or 13, my family and I used to take us to this, you know, Arabic nightclub, and then, you know, we saw this belly dancer with her boyfriend that showed up, right? And then we just made fun of him so much because we're like, what? How can he do that? How can he just sit and watch his girlfriend dance and other people are just looking at her? Yeah. In a very weird way. So we really made so much fun of him. In front of him. He wasn't Arab. I think he was Latin. but yeah, it was I mean, I felt bad for him. Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, I mean, what a guy.
And then you decided to pick up his girlfriend.
True story.
Okay.
True story.
On to the conclusion here. Okay. So, conclusion, I think
there's a lot more to say still.
Oh, there's a lot more to say. So, do you have something else you'd like to
say?
Well,
maybe in part two, because I'm sure people want to...
What can they be looking forward to in part two of this?
Part two? Oh, my goodness. There could be a lot of dirt coming out if you really wanted
to... Oh, boy.
Yeah. See, Arabs, they're not so bad, but it's just the way they were brought up, you know, towards art, you know, this is what a lot of people don't understand. You know, people from here don't get how Arabs think. I mean, you know, they're like, well, this is your own art form. Why do you hate it so much,
but
right?
It's not really an art form to them.
But it is not. I mean, it isn't art form to us. And even musicians are looked down.
Yeah, all right?
So drummers, anything, you know, I mean, I think the only person who you don't look, you know, who you respect in that form are singers, but anybody else, a dancer, a drummer, no way.
And, you know, okay, I don't want to get onto a tangent here and off our topic too far, but, you know, I know you say that, but then you look at people like Fifi Abdou and huge stars, Dina, all these people, look at the coliseums of people coming to worship this belly dancer, right? I mean, I know you say they don't look at it as an art form. Maybe they don't think it's an art form per se, but they pay lots of money and are in love with these stars. I mean, they get more people than other people. Like, belly dancers are a huge draw. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the double standard there, right? Like,
right.
Yes, love them. Oh, they're amazing, but... surely don't marry one or don't be one yourself, you know,
right.
I guess parents telling you that. So, I mean, it's that whole double standard thing. I mean, the belly dancers are huge stars in the Middle East. I mean, I'm not saying every belly dancer, I'm saying huge ones that became stars are huge stars, just like singers and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's an interesting thing, and it's been talked about a lot, how belly dancers can be these big famous stars and everyone loves them and
right.
You know, people pay tons of money to see them and
right.
They're all over the place, yet, you know, they're also kind of looked down on a bit.
Exactly.
So, but I mean, this is getting totally off topic
right.
now, but
right.
That's okay, we're rambling.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, we appreciate the support of our partners, and what do you think we can do for you, like maybe to
after a long day of driving around and watching shows?
No.
And coming back home at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, okay, like what do you think could make that better? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I always thought a nice private show at the end would be a treat.
Oh, come on. You know, we'd just be laughing.
Well, everybody got it to see it except the person sitting out in a car or answering questions and not watching the shows.
I didn't know this about you, see?
But,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where we went wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
But maybe don't do it too much because you've already seen a lot from it. Yeah, so it kind of, like, you got to know exactly.
Maybe do something different.
Maybe do something different. Yeah.
I don't know. I think we just burst out laughing if I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So that would be the thanks you want.
No, honest.
I think it has to do with nothing to do with dance, maybe.
On a serious note, I would think probably giving your partner more attention would be.
Oh, that's a really good advice.
Would be key.
Make them the star
exactly, and that's where they would probably forget about the attention that you got.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting tips here for my relationship. Yeah. Great.
Okay. So I'd give them more attention, and I would, you know, see what they're really interested in, and just
try and expand on their, that, right? Hobbies or passions or job or whatever it is.
Right.
Okay, great. Any other tips you have there?
That's about it for now.
Okay, great. So thank you so much for sharing all your Arab man viewpoints there, Will. And
no problem.
I look forward to talking to you in the kitchen in 5 minutes.
Sounds good.
Doing a private show?
Doing a private show.
No, okay. We'll talk again to you guys next month on another topic that you guys suggest. So keep those emails and posts coming, and talk to you later, right?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Belly Dance Talk Radio. We love to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, or are interested in advertising on our show, email me at mayada@rogers.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to spread the word. Post the link on Facebook or Twitter, tell all your friends, like our Facebook page, and subscribe to us on iTunes. See you back here on the 15th of each month. And if you want any more info, check out www.mayada.ca. See ya!